Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I've been to schools now. I went to a school in Brooklyn. I went to a school in Jersey. It's just different pockets of kids, man.
2 years of misery.
I know I take a lot of calls from young guys. I've had kids as young as 10 call in. I do hit that range of like middle schoolers. And I'm sure now some of them are probably hitting the phone like, I'm about to call and talk to Keith. But, like, it is humbling and interesting to just, you know, go to a place where I'm like, none of these kids have ever heard of me. They've never heard of me. They don't listen to my, they don't follow me. They don't see any of my videos. Cool. Let me explain. This is what I'm here for. Career day. I went to school, yada, yada, yada. I did this and this and this. And this is what I did in the city and my career path and how I ended up here. If I could do it, you could do it too. If you'd be willing to do all the stuff that I don't really have time to tell you about, you could do it too. But anyway. Let's do the show. Let's get back to the show. 888-808-1019. Talking about the Yankees, of course. Talking about the Mets more, of course. But obviously taking calls on the Knicks. And as you could tell by listening to different callers, it varies. Right? I'll have a caller saying it's time to move on from Tibbs. I have a caller saying, are you crazy? There's no way they fire this coach. And that's fans, right? Leon Rose is not a fan. And I don't think they're firing the coach because I think he needs him. You fire the coach, you got a lot, like, all right, change is needed, yeah, but change the team around the margins, change the bench, add a impact player. But if you change the leader of the team, the voice of the team, like, that could really set them back. You got to run it back. You can't have a setback. It's not that long. It'll be October before we know it. And they'll be back on the floor. It'll be October before we know it. And we'll be watching the Mets and Yankees, hopefully, in the postseason. Like, it's not that long a time. I know I was saying that in the offseason about both the Mets and Yankees. Like, yo, it's not that much time. It's like 100 days. Like, run it back. These guys are just going to age 100 days. If they were able to do it this year, why can't they do it next year? It's the same guys they're competing against for the most part. So, I'm not on that. And, you know, speaking of the offseason, like, the Mets, they signed the prize free agent, the biggest splash of the offseason, the generational Juan Soto. And he started heating up. He's starting to hit homers, driving runs in, right? Driving Lindor in. And he's starting to look like himself. And what I gave Juan Soto credit for was when they asked the question, he said, I know I haven't been there for them, my teammates, but I will. And after he said that, he was. So he walked the walk after talking the talk. Okay, now it's not the Colorado Rockies. It's the Dodgers now. Lights, camera, action. You've dealt with them a bunch. You just faced them in Citi Field. You just lost to them in the World Series. You just watched the Yankees go out there and lose some. Juan Soto has to star. They have a ton of stars. It's Hollywood. And like I said to you, after Ohtani and Teoscar the Grouch and Freddie Freeman and Will Smith all went 0-for, on Sunday Night Baseball, they're not going 0-for tonight. Juan Soto can't go 0-for either because now that the Knicks are done, you want to see how quickly we shift, right? You want to see how quickly WFAN shifts right back to the Soto conversation with no Knicks to shield them? Let him go 0-for-4 tonight and not perform tonight. It'll go right back to Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto, Juan Soto. Dio, out on Long Island, what's up? You're on the Fan. Thanks for holding.
Oh, man, how you doing, bro? Definitely enjoying the show as usual.
Thank you.
Listen, man, as a lifelong Yankee fan, I know I look at Soto the same way the Knicks look at Jeremy Lin. It was fun while he was here. Now when he took the money, he went somewhere else. I wish him the best. I hope he does well as long as he's not playing against the Yankees. He's Jeremy Lin to me.
I never heard anybody compare Soto because, like, Jeremy Lin's level of player and who he is compared to Soto. But I understand as far as, like, you know, it was short-lived, Lin's sanity.
Yeah, it was good for the city. It was you know, we would be out in right field, you know, giving them a lot of love.
And Jeremy Lin did play for the Nets, so he did go to the crosstown rival, too. You might be on the
side.
Is that it? That's all you're going to say about Soto? Is you don't care that he's...
The
Jeremy Lin comparison is funny. I haven't heard anybody mention Jeremy Lin in regards to Soto.
I do have one Knicks point, if I could go to it.
Yeah.
I heard you earlier. You said that, you know, we need to play the bench during the regular season so that we feel confident in them in the playoffs. I feel like these guys played in the regular season. We saw a lot of Shamet. We saw a lot of Wright. We even saw a lot of Hot Porty when Mitch was injured. Those guys looked good in the regular season. I think it was just Tibbs just not having the faith in them, but they performed in the regular season.
Yeah,
similarly to the way they performed in the postseason.
I remember in that Pistons game where, like, OG didn't travel. I think Bridges didn't play in that game. Maybe Josh Hart either. They got a chance to rock. But what I'm saying is, like, they have to be a part of the fabric of the team and the rotations. And you want to have guys on the bench that are good enough that you need to play them. Like, their minutes, they always get their minutes to prepare for the run in the postseason. They're going to learn from this. They're going to be ready for an Eastern Conference Finals. They played into the third round, and their goal next year, and Brunson said it, like, they expect to win a championship with this group. They're running it back, and I think they're going to add some athletes. They're going to add some young players that can run and just give them more depth. Thanks for the call, Dio, and the Lin Sanity comparison. Juan Soto with the Yankees was like Jeremy Lin on the Knicks. Wait, he's got to have a much greater impact for the Mets than he did for the Brooklyn Nets. 888-808-1019 as we continue with the calls and conversation. My guy Mario from Long Beach back on the Fan.
What's going on, Keith? Good show as always.
Thanks for checking in.
You know, it's very interesting. You know, Soto's learning now what to say, because at first he didn't know what to say. Because you remember when he said, they asked him, are you hustling? And he said, yes. And obviously he wasn't. Everybody saw it. That was disrespectful to a person who knows baseball. He was not hustling.
It's funny you mentioned that, because I was off Friday, and I had that thought in my notes because I paid attention to him even when he was asked about the difference in how they're pitching him, and he mentioned Judge. He's not going to ever mention Judge again. And I talked about how Soto is such a cyborg robot that, like, he doesn't have the ability to lie, but he needed to learn because in New York, with this New York media, you know, you're talking to these people all the time. What I also think happened with Juan Soto, he ducked the media after he didn't perform well. And those same media members, they're following you. Those same media members that were waiting for you after Sunday night baseball when you lost to the Yankees, you think you could avoid them? No, they're in Fenway. They're up there for the Red Sox series. They're going to ask you the same questions. So I think it's a part of the adjustment. I think it's a part of the process. And yes, Juan Soto, he's learning to take accountability. He's learning to, you know, face it head on. And yeah, you're struggling, bro. Just admit it. And that's what I said. I give him credit for taking accountability. He said, I haven't been there for them, and I will, but I will. And then he immediately came through.
Exactly. And you know, another thing, this is going to make you laugh, right? Because I was looking at the way I saw Ohtani the other day hit a ground ball. The guy was running like he was doing a 40-yard dash in the Olympics. You know, that's how he was running out of the box.
I mean, Ohtani,
you know, I'm not saying.
Last night they talked about Ohtani. I learned something about Ohtani. They said he says hi to the umpire every at bat. He, like, greets the umpire every bat. Like, who does that? Most of these guys, most of these guys are turning around telling the umpire, "No, that's a ball," and they're ready to get thrown out over it. Ohtani's going there. Yeah. Ohtani is Ohtani, the unicorn in the league. Is hi, how's it doing? And he's like saying hi to them by their first names.
Exactly. And one last thing on Soto, then I'll let you go. I'll listen to your response. So, you know, I was looking at the way he wasn't hustling, right? So I went back and I did a little research, right? Do you know how Nimmo, when he walks, he runs the first?
Yeah, how could you miss it? Nimmo on them?
Yeah, how could you miss it? Exactly right. So I watched a couple of times where Soto hit ground balls and he was running to first. Then I timed Nimmo on a walk. He was getting to first faster than Soto was getting on a ground ball that he hit that he might have beat out if he tried. he ran faster on a walk, and I timed it.
Thanks for the call, Mario. Mario's the best. He's a retired banker. He's got time on his hands to go see how fast Nimmo is getting to first on a walk compared to Juan Soto. Lindor is super hot, and he's not slowing down. He just cracked this game open with a leadoff bomb. So as I say, the Mets have to hit. The first batter of the game takes Dustin May deep.
These are my Mets.
Yeah, these are my Mets. I didn't know anything about the Mets in the 90s and the 2000s. I wasn't checking for them, bro. I was not really. I was watching the Yankees. I was watching the NFL. Watching NBA, I was not watching the Mets baseball at all. Even I wasn't watching Rick Ankiel and Steven Matz and those dudes. I just wasn't on that, bro. I'll tell y'all, be transparent and honest. I'm watching these guys. I have to watch these guys, even though Met fans don't really call my show to converse with me about the Mets, because every Met fan I meet, they got to preface it with like, "Hey, I like your show, but I'm a Met fan." I'm like, "Come on, bro. We're New Yorkers. You're fans of the fan." We're WFAM, 888-808-1019. So good sign for the Mets getting on the board early, getting to Dustin May. Here comes Brandon Nimmo. It's a 3-0 count. It's a 4-0 count. And here comes the generational Juan Soto. Now, I lost my thought that I was going to say about Juan Soto. I think too much got made of Juan Soto not hustling. You know, it's one thing when you pimp a homer and you think it's out and the green monster gets you and now you got to run. That to me is not the same as like not hustling. And like, okay, even when he had the ground ball in the Subway Series, it was a check swing. So it's like, it wasn't like he full on swing, grounded out. I think it surprised him. It caught him. His reaction time was slow. But Juan Soto isn't granted any grace, because he's making $52 million a year. And because he carried himself with this bravado of, "I'm the best hitter in baseball. I shuffle. I grab my crotch. I look at the ump. I look at the starting pitcher. I have back and forths all game. Every pitch I'm competing." You don't have any grace for that guy. Because you say, okay, you have a $765 million contract and you can't run all the time. No, these guys don't run all the time. And you know what? Juan Soto grounds into a double play. He's done that too much this year. He didn't do that a lot with the Yankees last year, at least from my opinion, what I've seen. Let's go out to L.A. Dodgers are out in L.A. I don't know if Cole is calling as a Dodgers fan, as a Met fan, but he's out there in the City of Angels. Cole, you're on the Fan in New York. What's up?
What's going on, Keith? I'm enjoying the show, enjoying talking ball. I'd actually like to kind of switch things up and talk about Brooklyn legend Carl Kanai and his return to dominating sports and fashion right now.
Carl Kanai?
Yes, sir.
You're going to fill me in? I have no idea.
All right. Carl Kanai, he designed clothes for Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Charles Barkley, Tupac.
Oh, well, I know that, but I didn't know he's making a return.
Oh, he's making a return, but it's not yet in the NBA. He's actually going to high school. He signed his first NIL player, young Keen Kendrick, state champion out of North Carolina. He's the protege of Kyrie Irving because he can shoot any shot on the court with his right hand and his left hand.
Wow.
That's three-pointers, that's mid-range, that's everything.
Smart.
Carl Kanai, yeah, and he's going to move into all sports. He's going to put New York fashion back on the map.
You work for his team? Let me get an influencer deal. I'll wear some Kanais.
Let's go. Yeah, let's get. I'll get you contact.
Oh, you actually do work for Carl Kanai?
Yeah. Yeah, he's partnering with our sports agency.
Yeah, let's do it, man. I'll easily wear some Carl Kanais, and I'm not an athlete, but I talk about sports, and I'm where the athletes are, so I'm down for it.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen.
All the guys in Kanai. Thanks for the call, Cole. My email, it's on all my social media. You know, I'm not hard to find. Keith at McPherson Brand, McPhersonBrand.com. I've been doing that, and I've been getting hit with so many things. Honestly, like, I don't have time to check my email. If I go to my email right now, let's go. I guarantee you there's a stupid number of unchecked emails. I'm not watching TV. I'm barely sleeping. I have 209 unread emails. There's definitely some money sitting in there, too, that I'm just like, I'll get to it eventually when I have a day off. Or I honestly need somebody to read these emails and go through these emails.
How much you paying? I'll do it.
we'll talk offline.
Done.
You can start working for me tonight.
Rosie, you're already working. Rosie at McPhersonBrand.com. You can email me. I will take care of everything.
You get a 20% cut on whatever you bring my way. 888-808-1019. Now I'm going to Google Carl Kanai. Oh, what's the song? All the guys in Kanai, all the gangbangers, forgot about the drive-by. This is how we do it, Montel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Montel Williams, or Montel Jordan. Montel Williams, I'm dating myself. These kids don't know Montel Williams. They don't know Montel Jordan. They don't know Carl Kanai. They don't know Keith McPherson either. They don't listen to the radio. But as soon as you know what I did too at the career day today? I had my MacBook, so I played my YouTube live stream. All of these kids watch YouTube. They're like, that's your YouTube? I had a couple kids writing down to YouTube, like, oh, I'll check you out on YouTube. It's the future, man. It's 2025. You don't realize it. Before you know it, it'll be 2030. It'll be 2035. So, evolve or dissolve. 888-808-1019. Let's see how Paul Blackburn is looking. First pitch. That's a ball high. I'm worried for him, bro. I am worried for him because, like I said, the top four in their lineup, they're not going 0-for-4 again. This is his first outing back. They are going to be swinging away tonight trying to get right. But at least you got one on the board. Lindor's been going crazy lately, so Mets up 1-0. Keeping eyes on that. Back to the phones we go. Victor is in the Bronx. What's up, Victor? You're on the fan.
Good evening, Keith. Always a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
So listen, before I get to why I was calling, I just want to tell you that I agree with you 100% just about everything. And that's good because you're doing a good job, and I like that. That's why I like to listen to you. I mean, the Knicks, they should just run it back. They should just hold on to Robinson because Robinson, if it wasn't for Robinson and getting those offensive rebounds and not giving them second chance points, I mean, they could have got swept. but it is what it is. I just want to.
I haven't talked about it because I don't know how I feel about Mitchell Robinson, but there is chatter around trading him because they feel like his value is as high as it's been. But I feel like he wants to be here, and you can't keep getting rid of the guys that you drafted and developed. Like I don't know. I would hang on to Mitch.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. And I didn't even think they would get this far. Even the same thing with the Yankees. I didn't think they would get to the World Series, even with Soto. But after that fifth inning, it is what it is. But I want to get to what you were saying about Yarbrough. Yeah, I mean that's the way you got to pitch. I watched him yesterday, and you see, you could get batters out. You don't have to be a flamethrower. And he learned how to pitch. He reminds me of Pettit, Maddox, a lot of pitches that you don't got to blow your arm out like a DeGrom or a lot of pitches that
make them guess. Keep them off balance.
I don't even
balance.
Know if Yarbrough had Tommy John, but you know, if he did, still he learned how to pitch. He's kind of corky and whatever, but he throws at angles. But he gets people out. And if you let me get a question in too, I just want to hear what you have to say about that. But I'd like to get actually also a question.
I like it, man. I like what I've seen from him. He's like a crafty veteran out of there, a little bit of a throwback. I think I said earlier, like, he got a pitch clock violation because he's slow to the plate. The game don't start until I move off this rubber. It's another Cashman fine. I'm good with him, man. I did not have this on my bingo card that this kid, not kid, he's a grown man. This guy that got cut by the Blue Jays that used to be with Tampa, was with the Dodgers briefly last year, would be a starter in the Yankees rotation when they really need it. Losing Cole, losing Heel, and then even like Stroman is trying to work back, but I know they're not in a rush. Like he's been a pleasant surprise in this early part of the season.
I appreciate that. So real quick, Keith, and thank you. You said you didn't watch a lot of sports, is it? But I was waiting for the Knicks. I was watching the women's softball playoffs, and this incident happened where. At the top of the last inning, they were losing it, and one of the girls hit a home run to tie the game. But when she came home, she missed home plate, and then they were celebrating, and they made her go back and touch home plate, and then they made a decision. It took like 20 minutes to make a decision that it's not reviewable, and they gave her the tying run. Even though they still lost, they gave her the tying home run. So I want to know, what's the rule in the majors when it comes to that? Because in the majors, everybody celebrates. I don't know how you can miss home plate, but she missed home plate, started celebrating. They made her go back and touch the plate, and then they reviewed it, and they gave her the home run. But the rules in college say that you're not supposed to touch the player until they touch home plate unless you was scoring.
Yeah,
and
I don't
I'm not
know.
Too sure.
I don't know if
I don't know how the rule goes in the majors. So maybe, I don't know if you know, if you can find out for me.
Yeah, maybe. Thanks for the call, Victor. I don't know if there's any difference. You got to touch home plate. And in the majors, somebody's sending your ass back. They're watching that. They're not letting that happen. Like, or your teammates are making you do that. In amateur sports, college girls softball, that happens. But, you know, you shouldn't take away the homer. They hit it out. Like, the ball is gone. That's a home run. And I don't know. I didn't catch that. No, I haven't watched the College World Series for baseball or softball. I have not watched TV. You know, I watched some Blippi. I watched some Blippi and Mika with my son this morning. And that's just so he'll chill out. Like, that's just like, because I was with my son from 7 a.m. My wife left for work around 8:15. And before I went to the career event, like, my mom came up to watch him at 10:30. I tried to hold out until about 9:30. And then I'm like, here, bro, just so you can stop running around, eating things, grabbing me, crying, doing crazy stuff, YouTube, Blippi. If you got a kid, you got a young one, search B-L-I-P-P-I or Mika, M-E-E-K-A-H. It's good. It's better than the cocoa melon stuff, which there's a lot of like research that says like cocoa melon is like giving your kid cocaine. It's like too much. It's like a, you know, dopamine hit, like how the sounds and the colors and the changing and the camera angle is not good for the kids. But Blippi and Mika, they're real people. They're real people that like go to places. Like they go to aquariums. I did see Blippi go to Citizens Bank Park. They go to real places, and these kids are really into watching them, like, you know, do their thing. 888-808-1110. 101.9. Let's get another call in. I've got Knicks calls. I don't expect to get too many Mets calls because we're in the game now. Freddie Freeman just got a single. He's on first. Here comes Páez. Páez, who homered last night. That's one thing last night. What's up with Lowe? What's up with Jonathan Loaisiga? We'll get to it. I'm sure we'll get some Yankee calls and then some Mets calls a little later on. Val is in the Bronx on the fan before we go to break. Val, you're in there. What's up, man?
Fierce, what's good, King? What's going on?
Hanging out, watching the Met game, talking about the Knicks and a little bit about the Yankees and everything else in between.
All right. Well, my Yanks, you know what? Yo, they got the Dodgers got the 2 out of 3, but that's all right. We're going to get back to what we've been talking about. Let's just get back home and get back to winning series again. And we'll wake up and make up for what we lost in that series. And it was comforting to see what Yarbrough did on Sunday. But that, I'm going to tell you one thing, because I called to talk Knicks with you. Saturday, man, that didn't help. You know, after going through that Saturday night and then seeing them the 18 runs, I was like, wow, bro, this is... But I really want to get into the Knicks with you and talk some Knicks talk with you. Shout out to Rose O'Day. I wanted to tell you, my man, thank you for what you said, because I actually agree with a lot of what you said as far as, you know, my Knicks are concerned. And it seems like, I told you before, it's always the Easter versus Armageddon. Right now, we're in the Armageddon. But I think they need to go back the other way, man. Because like you said, I actually think they need an addition as opposed to trying to break up things. This could be the first time in a while where we actually have positive pieces and we're getting a chance to complement them. Every time we've done some or gotten an acquisition, we always had to give up something else, which meant that we got that positive, but now we got to make up for something else that we lost. It happened when we got Ananobi. It happened when we got, let me see, who else? Every time when somebody comes in, it always seems like we lose something like that. Yeah, we lost quickly when we had that spark off the bench. We lost, like, you can go down the list, you know, but.
I was going to say Cat, because you said OG first. And, like, you lost R.J. Barrett, Quentin Grimes.
Yeah, when they traded for Ananobi, you got him, and he was a plus. But then we had to give up other things that could have been compliments to having him on the court. You know what I mean? Maybe not R.J., but quickly was somebody that we could have held on to. You know, there's some people telling you that we lost DiVincenzo to get Cat. It's like every time we get something, we always lose another piece. It would be nice to see them keep the core. And me personally, I'd like to see them get a shooting big that can play defense. I would prefer a power forward, but I'd like a shooting big that can play defense, because there's a lot that's going on with what you're hearing as far as the defensive woes. While I think we do need to you know, make some improvements defensively as far as the individuals on the court, and I will get to that in a second too, I think if they got that power forward and the guy profiles at the right size, you know, but like a big like that, there's a lot of times when you've seen those looks on their faces, even that there's something that you alluded to with a conversation they had with Cat, where these guys are looking at each other and nobody really knows the rotation they're supposed to make. If they had more of a conventional five like that and you could put Hart back on the bench, it would mean that guys are better able to match up with the dude that's in front of them. And if they do have to make that rotation, it's a little bit easier at that point because they know where they're coming from and they know where they want to go to. And just to that point again, I think, you know, as far as Karl Towns-Anthony is concerned, I think there's going to be some stuff that goes, because I remember that first season after Tibbs had Randle, there was talk about him challenging Randle in the offseason to go work on his three, to go work on his conditioning, to do certain things that Tibbs identified as things that were deficient, and he needed him to come back the next year better. And he actually did make that. So somehow I have a feeling that he's also going to challenge Karl Anthony Towns to, like, you know, whether it's to work on his conditioning, you know, and getting him a little bit better there, if there's certain defensive exercises he can do to get him better up to speed. But, like, all the players are going to get challenged. So I like what you're talking about. Give Leon Rose, because even last offseason when they got who they got, you know, Leon Rose was never given the opportunity to really fill out the roster. And because of the CBA restrictions and all that, there wasn't enough time to try to, like, look for the outside-the-box thing or, like, you know, kind of play with the numbers and finagle this or that. You had to start the season, and then Bridges came. So I like where you're going, and I hope that that's something that could actually happen. Because as much as it hurt, you know what I'm saying, I told you, I thought it was going to be over in 5 or 6. And we were going to be, or if at the very least, if we were having a conversation today about the Knicks, it was because you kept, like, flashing in updates on what was going on in tonight's game because they were playing the Game 7. But, you know, it is what it is. We got to the Eastern Conference Final. Like you said, origin stories. Instead of talking about, you know, let's put that behind us. Now, I've gotten over. We had a couple days. Let's start looking at how we complement and fix this team. And hopefully now we have things that we can actually say for sure that we know and move forward. They say there's something like, you know, you can't always fully trust somebody, but you got to be able to trust them to be themselves. And once you know who they are, you know how to move around them and with them. You know what I'm saying? Have a good rest of your night, Fizz. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Dunn. You're killing it as always. Stay up, Dunn.
Appreciate it, Val. Val says a lot, but if you listen, you know, he knows a lot. And, you know, he made some great points, and I got a break, but I'll add one thing to what he said. Like, I like the point about Randle and challenging Randle. And we watched Randle evolve in the player that Randle became, and I think they're going to challenge Cat. You gave up Randle and DiVincenzo to get Cat, just like you gave up those picks to get Mikal Bridges. You're not giving up on those guys because they failed in the Eastern Conference Finals in the last four teams standing. Now, with Cat, we forgot all about his knee contusion. With Cat, we forgot about his finger, right? He's getting no grace. They're killing this man. We just forgot that he was banged up and injured, too, because he's 7 foot. That stuff goes out of the window.
To be fair, the Knicks never listed Cat on the injury report. To be fair, that
they're
final
not
injury,
going to.
You
in
could
game
say,
five,
you could say
it
lower
was
body
game
injury.
Time decision.
You can do the hockey stuff, but when Reggie said the thing about how he really didn't think Cat was hurt, it's tough to go back at that because the Knicks legit told everybody
that
he was not hurt.
I hate that.
I'm not saying that's right.
I hate when anybody says they don't really think anybody. You don't know what that man is feeling.
The team said it.
Because it's also a chess game there.
Then say lower body injury. Do the hockey garbage.
No, you can't do that in the NBA.
Say lower body.
No, you're not going to put anything because you don't want them targeting him. You don't want them thinking about it either. You just go out there and play and suck it up. But I saw the wrap on his finger. I saw him at the end of game four hobbling around with a hurt knee. But because he's a big man, 7 footer, we just act, oh, he's soft, he's a losing player. Nah. And I think this will motivate him. I think he wants to be a Knick. He speaks a lot about his mother. His mother was a Knick fan. He's a Jersey guy. He gave credit to all the New York and New Jersey people that he hooped with in AAU coming up. He's not going out like that. So I think Karl Anthony Towns is going to get better. He's going to buy in. But yes, also what Val said, you got to add some other pieces around. Run it back, but add some better players around him. You can find a shooting big. I don't know. Call me up with these suggestions of who that is. 888-808-1019. I'm running out of time. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we get to 11, we'll do the big shot. And then we'll also do open mic time. You know, shout out to the call Cole came in with from Los Angeles with the Carl Kanai stuff. Usually, like, you know, open mic is open mic, random, whatever you guys want to talk about. We'll do that at 11, but hey, we can do it now. So stay tuned. More of that and a more, you know, Knicks calls and Yankees calls and Mets calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan in New York, BRB. Keith McPherson on the Fan reporting right now from 10:33. Jeff Passan tweets out, the New York Yankees closer Luke Weaver is expected to be placed on the injured list after injuring his hamstring warming up Sunday night. Sources tell ESPN, Weaver underwent an MRI and could miss 4 to 6 weeks through the official timetable, though the official timetable will be determined Tuesday. So get ready for Devin Williams to be your closer. It was inevitable. The Yankees wanted to force that on us anyway when they had him close in Anaheim after using Weaver back-to-back days. Be careful what you wish for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like.
Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm scared. I'm scared. Yeah. Lil Wysica is not an option. Mark Leiter Jr. That's tough. That's a tough one to deal with coming off the heels of losing to the Dodgers and getting humbled and losing your first series of the, you know, seven series win streak and then a five-game win streak, I guess is one of those adds insult to injury type of things. So, yeah, 888-808-1019. Yankee fans, how you feeling? Devin Williams is definitely your closer now. They're trying to get Jake Cousins back and some other guys back, but Luke Weaver, the ferocious jungle cat, leave it to Weaver. The Weavy Wonder, Dream Weaver. That's a hammy. And that's going to probably put him out for this whole month of June. At least we don't have to go back out west. And I don't underestimate any opponents, even the Colorado Rockies. So I'm not about to tell you that, this month we should be fine without him facing the Guardians, the Red Sox twice, the Royals, the Angels come to town. The Orioles, bums, the Reds, the Athletics come to town. But yeah, hopefully it doesn't come down to needing to save too many close games, but of course it will. Of course there's going to be some 1-2-3-run games.
Of course, and you would think, and the safe play probably after the All-Star break with a hamstring, right? Played safe after the All-Star break and get him healthy. You wonder how much the bad luck of an injury, how much this hurt getting on a plane, flying 5 hours back.
Oh, you feel it.
Right.
Have you ever pulled your hamstring?
Yeah, but my point is you're on a plane for 5 hours.
I wouldn't want to be on a plane. There's nothing you could do.
And all the medical stuff of if you're injured, you get right on a plane. It's not good for the healing and all that stuff. So you wonder. But again, just sucks because Weaver has been awesome. Weaver honestly saved a lot of the Yankees, games, obviously, in the literal term, but figuratively as well when Devin Williams couldn't get an out. He really, really dragged them across the finish line at the end of games.
I'm just scared because what if Devin Williams doesn't have it as the closer? We can't afford to blow games like this.
Well, I also don't want... I agree with that, but I also don't want to assume that he can't.
He's looked better as a setup guy.
Right.
They put him in to close against the Angels. He almost blew it again. He gave up a homer to Yoán Cotto. I'm like, he gave up two runs. It was a 3-0 game. He couldn't do it in the... It might be a psychological thing. He looked great last night against the Dodgers.
Looked awesome. He looked awesome the majority of the time. Listen, you got to build the guy's confidence back. Because if he can't do this, then the next few years, obviously the rest of the season, it's going to go down the drain. You have to build the guy's confidence back at one point. You guys have won enough games, I think, that this is a good chance for him really just to build the confidence back up, get a save. It doesn't have to necessarily be a 1-2-3 inning. Get a save, lock up a win, and slowly but surely, I think that ninth inning airbender mentality comes back to the guy. Because the guy's been an incredible closer the last few years in baseball. No one would ever doubt that. Right? No one would doubt that.
No, yeah. He was a closer. He was acquired by the Yankees to be the closer. The Yankees were trying to upgrade the bullpen by moving Weaver to the setup guy and making him the closer. I just went back to my notes from over the weekend because I knew I had something from, or not from over the weekend, from earlier today. Joel Sherman, source, not unexpectedly, Carlos Carrasco was with the Yankees for just one day as pitching depth protection and was placed on the outright waivers. With no unexpected setbacks, the New York Yankees were lined up to activate Fernando Cruz from the IL on Tuesday. So Fernando Cruz is a weapon that could be back in the back of the bullpen and potentially work some saves. And if it's not Devin Williams, you have him. Loaiza, I don't know what's up with Loaiza. His fastball getting drilled. I don't know how long Weaver is going to be out, but like 4 to 6 weeks, he's out for this month of June. It's not panic time because you have other options, but we know how we feel about like Luke Weaver, right? We want Weaver. I was in there that night telling y'all, chill. while Devin Williams is on the mound, don't be chanting, we want Weaver. All right, let's cue the Yankee calls up. I'll take another Knicks call because I'm sure there'll be some reaction to that. Andrew's out in Brooklyn. Thanks for holding. You're on the Fan.
Keith, what's good, man? Pleasure to speak to you, man.
You got it.
Yeah. So, Carl Kanai, you heard somebody just call you Dunn. I'm like, oh, man, he must be from Queens. Took it back to Mob Deep, man. It's a pleasure to hear,
speaking
though.
The Dunn language. Val always speaking, right? That Dunn language. From the BX.
Yeah, right. But I wanted to talk, Nick, you know, and it's funny, because you mentioned, you know, this is my thing. Anybody that's calling about, you know, get rid of Cat or making any major moves. You look at Denver when they won. It took them years to get to that title. You look at Boston. They didn't win the first. This is, in essence, our first year with this team. So like you said, the wise thing, keep it together, make some adjustments. For me, at the trade deadline, I look at a team like Cleveland, who was already stacked. They went and got DeAndre Hunter. I wanted the Knicks to go get him. I felt, and Mitch wasn't back yet, I felt like that would have been a good piece, and I felt like the Knicks had more of a use for him than Cleveland did, because it only made Cleveland deeper. And I spoke to Chris about this in the overnight, and maybe the move wasn't there for the Knicks at the time because they gave up Caris LeVert to get DeAndre Hunter, but I just felt like the Knicks didn't do enough at the deadline. They only got right. And, you know, he was playing hard in the series, but Indiana and OKC are both deep. And it seems like that's where the NBA is going. You have to get deep. You can't play with seven guys. And you look at somebody like Josh Hart. I like Josh Hart, but they was tailing off him for a reason. Couldn't shoot, you know. So I just wish they made a move. Maybe it wasn't there in the deadline, but a player like a DeAndre Hunter type is what they need. 6'9", could shoot, play a little D. Hopefully that move is there in the offseason, or two guys like that. And, you know, we just run it back again. Thanks for the time, Keith. Appreciate you, bro.
Thanks for the call. A couple great observations. Like, how can you forget about the Denver Nuggets and, like, them losing in the bubble, but them eventually figuring it out? That's another group that, like, they had Jokic, they had Murray, they had Michael Porter Jr., but they add Aaron Gordon. You know what I'm saying? Like, they add some players, Bruce Brown. They add some bench players. They add some depth. They add some good players to go with their good players, and they finally break through. You know, we've mentioned Jordan and his origin story, and Steph and Clay and Draymond, and you know, them getting through, and even the Celtics getting through. The writing is on the wall for the New York Knicks, and y'all want to blow it up. Y'all want to go backwards. Y'all want to, like, I don't get that, yo. I don't get it. Like, if you got this close with this group, make this group better. If you've gotten this close with this coach, belief is needed now. You got to believe in him and believe that Leon Rose is going to add the marginal pieces and the bench pieces and another guy in this maybe starting lineup. Take Josh Hart out of the starting lineup. Take, you already did that. Take Mitchell Robinson out of the starting lineup. Have some lineups where it's just Brunson really, you know, and it's not Brunson and Cat so much on the floor if they're both defensive liabilities, and you know that, like, have a plan. So, you know, you mentioned DeAndre Hunter, and yeah, maybe it brought me back to the deadline. We weren't sure what they were going to do, but you got to give to get. And if you don't have pieces to give, what can you get? So they weren't able to go get a DeAndre Hunter. Maybe they can do something in this offseason. Maybe they do something at the next deadline. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I did have a Yankee call. Okay, I did have a Yankee call on Loaiza, but here's James out on Staten Island. James, you're on the Fan.
Yo, what up?
What up, man?
Not, man. So, yeah, it's a bummer that Luke's going down for a little bit, but you got to take the positives out of it, and it's not an elbow, it's a hamstring. So, you know, he sits out a few weeks, rests his arm, comes back, and then we make this run. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a great spin. It's not a shoulder. And it's not an elbow. It's his leg.
Yeah,
it's a hamstring.
Corbin Burns last night on the Diamondbacks. You know what I'm saying?
I know that Corbin Burns.
We could have signed him, and then we're really screwed. But anyhow, how ironic is it that Boone brings in Tim Hill to face Freddie Freeman, and he strikes him out last night?
Wasn't ironic at all. As I was watching it, I was just like, well, could he use this in game one? And we've all been talking about it since that Nestor Cortez decision.
Yeah, but, you know, that's pretty much all I got for now. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks for the call, James. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I was expecting Tim Hill to get the lefty out to get Freddie Freeman out with way lower stakes. I'll never forget that, bro. The party was rocking at Billy's for that watch party game one. I'm talking about we're throwing napkins in the air, beers going everywhere, and Nestor Cortez. And I remember I tweeted out riveting, but I wasn't really like riveted. I was like, this could go terribly wrong. Nestor hasn't pitched in a month. He's a starter. You're bringing him out of the bullpen. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Sometimes you could be too smart. The Yankees think they're the smartest guys in the room. That's an all-timer for Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers. And yep, after that, Nestor Cortez had to get up out of here. Needed a change of scenery. So they dealt him to the Milwaukee Brewers. And we got Devin Williams, the airbender, new Yankee closer. And it didn't necessarily go the way that you would want it to go, from the beard policy thing, which it was time. But Devin Williams became the beard policy face and the change of that almost 50-year Yankee thing. And he got booed opening day. I always tell y'all the story. I was in the Delta Suites. There was an 8-year-old kid in front of me booing. I'm like, we start him young. This kid's in second grade, maybe the third grade. He's booing Devin Williams on opening day. I'm tapping Buddy's seat like, yo, don't do that. Please. Don't do that. We need this guy. We got to win. And now we need him again. After the paternity leave, after him giving up 4-0 leads, after him just looking like he couldn't pitch in New York, him being on the mound against the Blue Jays, blowing that game, everyone chanting, "We want Weaver." Here it is. This baseball is crazy. Can't predict it, huh? Devin Williams right back in the closer spot. The Yankees forced it last week against the Anaheim Angels. They just couldn't wait to give him another opportunity to get the last 9 outs. Well, now he's got to be the main guy. Him, Fernando Cruz, I'm expecting to be activated off the IL tomorrow. Lowe, get it together, Lowe. I don't know what you were on yesterday as I go back to that box score. Like, Loaiza is a guy who had been hurt. Loaiza is a guy that had been a weapon, and not too long ago, we were looking at Jonathan Loaiza as a guy that could be the potential closer for the Yankees before we knew of a Luke Weaver or a Devin Williams or whatever being traded here. But, I got to go back to the box score. Lowe just didn't have it coming into that game, and I got a little worried because Yarbrough was excellent. Where I was like, wow, I'm like, against the Dodgers, bro, facing a sweet potential, like, wow, we got a hell of a performance out of this guy when we absolutely needed it. And then Lowe starts giving it up, and I'm like, no, give them nothing. Don't give them any hope. Don't let them think that they could potentially, do not. And then the Andy Páez homer. Andy Páez homer on the first pitch, sinker, 97-mile-an-hour sinker inside. Páez turns on that, and I'm like, well, damn. Then he strikes out Tommy Edman, who had homered earlier in the game. Shout out to Tommy Edman. He did a good job with the mic'd up, and then he came off the mic'd up and was like, boop. I think Cone was calling him Tommy Edmonds. I'm like, not Jim Edmonds' cousin. It's Tommy Edman. If you don't know Tommy Edman, come on, Cody. Shout out to Cody, though. I'm just messing around. Yep. And then it wasn't his fastball being hit. I think I said earlier his fastball getting rocked. He threw a sinker and a changeup that got rocked. So I want him to throw the fastball, but he was throwing the fastball, and he threw one high as I'm going back. Yep. First one was fouled off, and he had a His third pitch, four-seam fastball, ball high. Then he throws the changeup for a ball, and he comes back with that changeup again. Max Muncy, that funky Muncy, sees it. Boom. He had a hell of a series. Remember just a couple weeks ago, I think it was at Fenway, that fan that went viral. I guess he had Max Muncy in his parlay, and it didn't hit, and he was cursing Muncy out, getting on the bus. But yeah, Lowe ends up giving it up. Two hits, two runs in that inning, and two homers. Not great. But then Devin Williams comes. And Devin Williams comes in his setup role in the eighth inning, and he's lights out. He's awesome. And he doesn't look phased. He had a little bit of an issue with the pitch com where, I like me not having much confidence in him, I'm like, oh, hopefully this isn't like some weak-ass attempt of like stalling or whatever. Hopefully he's not shook out there in Dodger Stadium. If you remember, I think Devin Williams thought that he might get traded to the Dodgers. There were some people speculating that he wanted to be a Dodger and not a Yankee. Well, you're with us now, and we need you now. 11 p.m., big shot of the night coming up. Open mic time coming up. Whatever you guys want to talk about that we did not talk about yet. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan. KM to AM returns right after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.